This news update's being brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's your news. The Tuscola County Board of Trustees kept their word to shoulder some of the responsibility for the purchase of some new equipment. At the last township meeting, the board approved paying $71,174 to the Vassar City Fire Department. That amount is Tuscola Township's portion of the cost for a new truck for the fire department. Also, the board appointed Bob Whitney to the Bullard Sanford Library Board to fill a vacancy. And a contentious debate unfolded regarding the placement of a mini cell tower and its equipment shelter near Veterans Memorial Park, with concerns raised about noise, aesthetics, and the sheriff's opposition to a lower hill location due to line-of-sight issues. The board plans an on-site meeting to explore better placement options for the shelter. The Finance Committee is moving forward with three millage renewals for veterans, older citizens, and 911 Central Dispatch. A public safety millage is set for November, but a potential senior millage increase remains undecided, with officials concerned about combining renewals and increases. Property tax revenues expected to increase annually due to statutory taxable value adjustments. And officials are also considering a moratorium on large-scale data centers, citing concerns over water and power usage and the current lack of specific county zoning ordinances for such facilities. The Veterans Affairs Committee will potentially see the reappointment of two long-serving members, aiming for a five-member committee to ensure diverse representation and an odd number for voting. Additionally, Judge Harrington will not receive retroactive pay for past pro bono work, but will be compensated for his 2026 role as a visiting judge. State health and agriculture officials are warning Michigan residents to avoid buying or using unregistered pesticide products following recent poisoning cases linked to chemicals containing DDVP. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development say products sold under such names as Sniper and Nopist are still available online despite not being approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for home use. Officials say these highly concentrated pesticides have been connected to recent illnesses in the state. State regulators are stressing these pesticides sold online are not always legally registered or safe for residential use. Residents are urged to verify any pesticide they purchase includes an EPA registration and establishment number and to carefully follow all label instructions. Health officials warn that pesticide exposure can cause symptoms ranging from eye and skin irritation to nausea, breathing difficulties, seizures, and in severe cases, coma or death. Anyone experiencing illness after exposure is advised to contact poison control or seek emergency care if symptoms are severe. To reduce risk, agencies recommend using protective equipment, avoid spring and windy conditions, storing chemicals securely away from children and pets, and properly washing after use. Officials also provided guidance for safely disposing of unregistered pesticides, emphasizing that chemicals should never be poured down drains. While pesticide-related deaths in Michigan are rare, state data show thousands of pesticide-related illnesses or injuries have been reported over the past decade, prompting renewed calls for caution and consumer awareness. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seedwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with a look at more news. New data from the Union of Concerned Scientists show that affordable housing remains the most vulnerable sector of U.S. infrastructure regarding sea level rise. Today, researchers highlighted that recent rollbacks of federal floodplain standards may increase risk for low-income residents in coastal regions. The report suggests that for every dollar invested in flood mitigation, approximately $6 is saved in future disaster recovery costs. Advocates are urging local governments to adopt stricter building codes to protect vulnerable communities from the rising frequency of sunny day flooding. And a tragic maritime accident occurred off the coast of Libya today, leaving 53 people dead or missing. Only two survivors were rescued after a migrant boat overturned in rough seas, according to the UN Migration Agency. The Mediterranean remains the world's deadliest migration route. International aid organizations are reiterating calls for more coordinated search and rescue operations and safer legal pathways for those seeking refuge. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabwing, they're a member FDIC.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabwing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.